The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes people see the life of a priest as an intolerable burden. Seeing that we are celibate and that we do not get married, my friends sometimes say to me, "Father John, how can you be a priest?" And I sometimes look at my married friends and think, "How can you be married? How can what seems like a burden to one person feel like a blessing to another person?" Well, the difference is love. Because I love being a priest, I don't feel celibacy as a burden. Because you love your spouse, or you did in the beginning, you don't feel married life as a burden. The same goes for children. I was at a family's home recently with a lot of children. They were running around the house wild, and the mother said to me, "I bet you're glad you became a priest." I replied, "Oh no, your children are lovely." In the back of my mind, I thought, "Yep, in 1 hour I'll be watching Sports Center and drinking a beer." Obviously, children can be a burden at times for parents too. But that burden feels like a blessing to them because they love their children. You see, love always changes burdens into blessings. In the first reading today, St. John tries to make the same connection about love. And so he writes, "For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments." Now comes the key line. St. John concludes, "And his commandments are not burdensome." His commandments are not burdensome. You know, I'm sure that some people in the first century thought that being thrown to the lions in the Roman Colosseum and being eaten alive was a little burdensome. But John would reply with a smile, "Not if you have the love of God." The same goes for celibacy. The same goes for marriage. The same goes for wild children. You see, what makes the difference is love. Like the old adage says, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. Love can change burdens into blessings. My friends, do the commandments of God sometimes feel like a burden to you? Is it hard to be a Christian and to do the right thing always? to be a celibate priest, to be married for 50 years, to be lunch for the lions in the Colosseum, to turn the other cheek when someone offends you, to help someone in need when you don't particularly feel like it, to be patient with someone who's being a jerk, to avoid taking shortcuts, to pay your taxes. Well, if you'd like all these burdens to feel a little more like blessings, you need more love. That's what's missing. But I don't just mean any old kind of love, but the love of God. And so pray for God's love. How? Well, I say this prayer every day. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. And I don't mean the Kindle Fire tablet available at Amazon. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. You see, the Holy Spirit is the love of God. And when He kindles the fire of His love in you, burdens begin to feel more like blessings. Praised be Jesus Christ.